Proclamation number 6095 of 1st of November, 1954. Radiance with love power. Resistance. My love is eternal and there is nothing that does not have my love as its origin. Therefore, what has emerged from my love can never ever pass away. But neither can it be without my love. But since beings emerged from me which, like me, have free will, these beings can indeed reject my love. But they nevertheless have to make use of it in order to be able to exist. My strength of love must constantly permeate what I have created or it would cease to exist. But what my love once allowed to come into being will never ever let go again. And thus the beings which reject my love are also nourished by my strength of love, except that they forfeit their own bliss through all of rejection, which is connected with the gift of my strength of love. They will not feel this bliss as long as they willfully oppose me, as long as they do not voluntarily open themselves to receive my flow of strength of love. But my love lasts forever. And it is not satisfied with the rejecting attitude of the created by it. For my love wants to make happy, to make infinitely blissful what has emerged from it. And thus again and again it offers itself to the creatures which turn away from it. It seeks to regain what was lost to it. It courts the love of those who strive away from me until one day those who strive away from me turn to me again of their own free will in order to be able to be permeated by increased strength of love and to be and remain blissfully happy. This is a process of change which often takes an infinitely long time, because everything that is created freely must also remain free in its will, thinking and actions, and because this transformation can only be tackled and achieved with love. Because it is up to the being itself how it attunes itself to my working of love, and because it is also strongly influenced by the adversary in this influence, too, can only be counted with love from my side. Yet my love lasts forever. I indisputably win back that which still resists me, and for me the duration of time until my aim is reached is like a moment. But for the created being, which still rejects me, this time of rejection of my strength of love signifies an ungodly state, a state of imperfection and therefore also unhappiness. Because only my love can bestow beatitude, and if this is rejected the being will be in an unhappy state until it gives up its resistance against me. My love will do everything to snatch the being from this wretched state but it still leaves it free will, so that it depends on the being itself whether it finally surrenders to my love. And in order for it to relinquish its resistance I will show it love wherever it is possible while respecting its free will. I do not lack revelation on my part so that my living creations will recognize and learn to love me and now voluntarily turn to me. Even if it takes eternities I will reach my aim. Because my love never ends and the strength of my love is also able to melt the hardest ice and because my love applies to everything that has emerged from me. Amen.